Terrebonne General Health System Community Sports Institute is recognized for outstanding service and contributions to Terrebonne Parish. We provide a certified athletic trainer to every Terrebonne Parish High School. We also provide concussion baseline testing to over 1,400 student athletes annually, along with CPR and AED certification to over 500 area coaches at both the schools and the recreation departments. We are proud to be your trusted resource in keeping our community safe. Visit TGHealthSystem.com.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we sing about the old days. Brave marin, reviens de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone! Bravo.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Other banks charge fees on savings and checking accounts. Doesn't sound good, does it? Capital One reimagined banking, so it sounds more like this. With Capital One, you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. Get started now at a Capital One location or online. Sound good to you? This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Approval required. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Hola, amigos. It is hour number three of the Sports Hangover. Got plenty to get into. Matty Hudak is in studio. Hiya.
Howdy.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. We've had a fun day already. Great phone calls. Keep them coming. This hour, I have Ralph Marlborough going to chime in, give his awards as well. The rest of the hour is open Saints discussion. But first...
Uh-oh! Guess what day it is! Guess what day it is!
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get
stupid. Today's more that, what, that Camel Wednesday hump day? Is that what it is?
Right here's Shaq Sheen of Digital Underground. Head coach Sean of the Peyton. Do you know the camel's name is Caleb?
I was thrown off by Sean of the Peyton.
Sean of the Peyton. You know, like, isn't Game of Thrones, it's always like so-and-so and then of where you are. Been doing this for a couple of years. So you'd be like Maddie of the Hudak, you know, Hudak clan, things like that nature.
Not maybe
you don't get
clan.
It. All the ladies, peace and humpiness. Well, remember, y'all the founding member of the Taysom Hill clan, remember? From one of the callers.
Pleading the fifth here.
Oh, we got a lot to get into. Let's have a little fun. We got some awards to give away as well. Matty, I know it's only five games, but you know what? 3-2, a lot better than 2-3. If you don't believe me, just ask all the Saints players. I keep saying it for sure and being able to go into the bye week with 3-2. And quite honestly, as you sit here on October 13th, they should be 4-1. They should be 4-1, quite honestly. You had an 11-point lead with 8 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Couldn't hold on, couldn't finish. And when you think, Matty, of all of the different ways, now look, you write for Saints Wire, your brain sort of works of, you know, summarizing everything, and in writing this called the lead, right? The very beginning, right? The upside down pyramid. How are we going to do this? How would you start that paragraph if you had to describe the first five games of the Saints season?
A balance of game plan and chaos, which can all sometimes look ugly, but ugly isn't always a bad thing.
That's excellent, because I think you summarized it, basically what we've seen. We've seen injuries to the offensive line. You've seen injuries or not having your full complements at receiver. We've seen injuries at running back. We've seen a quarterback have to deal with that. That would be a lot for Drew Brees, Tom Brady. This is a quarterback that's trying to reestablish himself, build his name back up, and quite honestly, there are people waiting, expecting, thumb on the send button for a tweet. Aha! There's Jameis. Let's be honest. I still don't feel people buy 12-3. 12 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. How would you say that he's done so far through 5 games?
With the chips Jameis Winston has been given, and you think about the previous perception of him and then stepping into, you know, a system that produced, or, you know, was it the system or was it Drew Brees? I think that, you know, you can make an argument for both, the most accurate passer in NFL history, worked very well in such system that kind of worked along that efficiency. And so putting a completely different style of quarterback, it's like trying to fit Brett Favre into that type of archetype. I think Jameis Winston has shown that. There have been so many tempting times for him to kind of, you know, go old Jameis. And there's been points where I really wouldn't blame him. You know, when Marquez Callaway and Alvin Kamara dropped back-to-back third down targets, I mean, if there was ever a time to launch it wildly, it would probably be then. And he really hasn't done that. Following his interceptions, he doesn't try to chuck it unnecessarily. I think he's shown a lot of growth and maturity and willingness to go with the game plan and deal with kind of the chaos that is, you know, the Taysom Hill conundrum as well. He would be totally within his rights to kind of be annoyed by all of this at this point. People talked about that effect on Drew Brees, of putting Hill into the game so often. And he just seems to take it all in stride and really be team first.
I would take it a step further because you're right on the money on this. Jameis Winston, every time he's asked about Taysom, he's like, no, he brings this. I love when he does this. I love him as like, he's not accepted. Look, this guy's going to play. He welcomes it. Yeah. He thinks that, no, it's a good thing for us. And it's nuts when you think of in that game Sunday, which honestly was a microcosm of what they had to deal with all season.
Yeah.
Here we go. Game starts. Whee! Bomb. Touchdown. I'm high-fiving the four-year-old. I'm telling my wife, I look at that. And then he pulls a hamstring. There goes Deontay Harris, your deep threat. That's fine. Taysom's still around. He gets a horrible shot on the head. He's concussed. He's gone. He's your short yardage guy. He blocks. He plays special teams.
People like to make fun of Taysom until he's suddenly until taken he's no out longer of the game there. Plan. Yeah.
And then I'm sitting there looking at him like, where do they go? I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, he legitimately has Alvin Kamara, who, yes, he's a great receiver. He's still a running back.
Yeah.
Kenny Stills, who joined the team last week. And Marquez Callaway, who is still, you know, finding his way as a second year undrafted free agent. And, right. And the other, you know, other undrafted free agent, Harris, was already out of the game plan. So, and then Ryan Ramczyk was the only starter in position by the end of the game on the offensive line. So.
One of the things that I guess I tried to get into yesterday too, and I wanted to wait for you to come in here too, because one of the things that we've discussed this week alone, right? What you're seeing in Baton Rouge, the LSU situation, and you see with the Saints, and it's such a contrast in this is how you coach, and this is maybe how you don't. And your eyes will tell you. I mean, that's one team looks coached and prepared, and well, there's turmoil.
And then you can also point to the game of the very coached team that suddenly had no coaches in week two and all of the things that weren't fixed. And it really isn't that hard to surmise that coaching is very important, if not the most important factor.
What stood out to me was after the game, because it's a Hail Mary. And I loved when Sean Payton spoke about the Hail Mary. And I want to play these two bites for you just to kind of, you know, we kind of put it fresh in our memories about it. And it's Sean Payton explaining the sidewalk. Alvin Kamara said, oh, he was talking about the sidewalk. And I want you, and I want people to listen and remind themselves of the explanation to that. And then I want to play Sean Payton on third downs. His third down place. He always talks about that. We always see that laminated sheet. But it's the thought process. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They're practicing on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and walk through on Saturday of everything. To where when the game comes, there is no, well, no bleep. Let's do this. Because that's what it looks like up north, about 75 miles. That's not what you see when you watch Saints football. And just listening to him say that, I love it. I'm a football geek and hear him explain it. And there's a part of this bite where he goes, look, you just don't wing it. And just, which, let's be honest, sometimes, okay, yeah, let's just go down there and do it. But you can hear the meticulousness of the planning.
Right. If you check the numbers, you got to see the numbers painted on the field. And if you pretend the numbers just continued into the end zone, that's the sidewalk. And there's a lot that goes into, obviously, you have to have fortune to throw one up in the air and catch it. But it's not random, go down there, just get open, you know. And so there's a series of things that have to take place. If they press the point receiver, which they did on that play, then we switch the release. Those three travel, knowing that the ball is going to land in a perfect world on the sidewalk in the end zone. So that would be the numbers, if you looked at the tape, is if they continued into the end zone. The split end receiver, Marquez, is going to join the group. There's four locations, and the most important part of a Hail Mary is when the eyes begin to turn back and locate the football, and that generally happens between the 10-8 yard line. The mistake sometimes is the receivers are on the 5 and they begin to look, it's too late. You have to be tracking this ball, and you have a landmark. And so what I think what Alvin was referencing, the landmark of the sidewalk into the end zone, that would be the coaching point.
Callaway spoke about that. He was like, look, I'm reading certain plays. And to that point, it's not Peyton saying it, but I want to play this for you, Matty. Again, just to there's a reason why this team's 3-2 right now. I mean, like, there's a reason. Here's Callaway on the second touchdown. The play itself, and you've heard me say this before, Brian Baldinger's review of Jameis Winston's preseason performance that won him the job. He played that 2-minute video, and in it he says, Sean Payton's offense, every single play, has somewhere you can go that's going to be successful. He's built it in. Every play, if you read it right, it's there. Now here's Callaway talking about a second TD. One way, shape, or form, it's working.
Just a pick route, basically, and when they press number 2, Kenny, and my guy was pressed, but he was a little bit off, so I knew I had a little time to give Kenny the work, and Kenny did a great job, and tight end did a great job, too, and just ran. And it was pitch and catch, practice throw. So I'm glad we finally ran it.
So there's like two levels of pitch for your guy, low and that.
Mm-hmm. So if he's playing off, then they try to make him go underneath. Or it basically, we throw it so where the defender play, he can't win. If you go over top, it's going to be back shoulder. If you go underneath, it's going to be over the top. So all it takes is that little pick route and make it a cluster for him to go up under.
And then, you know, Sean Payton went on to describe the next day, Matty, on Monday, about what those plays are. And he called the man beaters. Like, there are specific things that he's trying to do in that play. And here's what he's talking about on that third down list and philosophy. Again, giving you the idea that this team doesn't break the huddle, doesn't show up on the field without understanding why they're doing certain things.
It would be a third and one list of run and pass. Typically, we're going to reference that as short yardage. Every week we'll have a quarterback sneak on there. We'll have a, more importantly than the actual run we want to run, it's like what personnel grouping we want to run it from. So we'll have a third and one list of run and pass, you know, 3 or 4 runs and a couple passes. And then the third down list is kind of put into quarters, the third and 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then third and 7, 8, 9, 10, and third. There's just groupings that we work on, and there's some plays that obviously if you like them on 3rd and 4, you're going to like them on 3rd and 6. Sometimes it's set by where the defensive characteristics change. So if I'm studying a defense on 3rd down, and I see as soon as we get to 3rd and 4, a tick in zone, then we pay attention to, and then when do they really get in there? 3rd and long, is it 12 or more? Is it 14 or more? Is it 10 or? And so, you're trying to match principles with defenses, and there obviously is a mix there. You know that generally speaking, teams have a number of zones and mans they run in these situations, and then your patterns have to be able to handle man in zones. Well, in a nutshell, most of the time in our league, those third and two, three or fours are heavy man-to-man contested. You know, no one wants to give up an easy zone completion for a first down. So we're going to contest the throws, try to on all third downs. But in that game yesterday, we were getting a lot of those coverages on first and second down. Like, it wasn't going to be a 65 to 70% completion game with as much man as we were getting yesterday. It was going to have to be, hey, we're going to have a chance at some big plays, and we're going to have a chance to, but it wasn't a huge zone day. It was a much, much greater man-to-man day. So in a simple version, you begin to look at plays on your sheet that you know that you really like versus man-to-man.
So that's just an explanation, understanding of like what he's viewing and seeing. And here's the play, the deep ball, the Harris, set it up, knew what was coming.
We go into the third down meetings and look, we'll have a few plays maybe where we'll run a second down play and then go back on the ball. And then we'll have a few plays that we want to run with a super fast cadence. And that was one of those super fast, like just, you know, it sometimes beats crowd noise, Jeff, and then other times, you know, it's hard to do that with receivers in wide splits. So sometimes it's driven by the type of formation you're in, you know, and so you'll have a tag where everyone knows when you break the huddle, this thing's going to be like, boom, you know, it's gone. And it can catch a defense where the pressure comes late if they're pressuring, which they were on that play. Guys have to quickly get into their coverage. There's no disguise, you know. So when you're playing on the road, and if you just sit up there and trips or doubles and you go through your cadence, you let the crowd cheer, you let the defense, it's a change up to any and all of that.
Every single third down, and three, and then it depends on what's going on. That's about 75 situations that he brought up, yeah. and the art of the Hail Mary that I didn't ever imagine to be as thought out and complex.
It makes so much sense. He breaks down, you do this, you do that,
do
you
your
do
job.
That. It literally is. And it's so much easier to understand if you just say, what do you need me to do?
Yep.
I need you to go this way. And if somebody does this, well, then you're going to do that. And then the quarterback knows that, so he knows where to go with the ball. It's just, that's what coaching sounds like, people.
And you can see it in Winston because he actually bought some time with the little shoulder shimmy that he got that kind of allowed that all to play out.
Nah,
so
I like hearing stuff like that because as you watch games moving forward, you'll understand rhyme or reason of what it is the Saints are trying to do. Quick break. We come back. Ralph Marlborough. We're going to do some awards. Maddie's awards. Ralph's awards at the same time. We'll have fun. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
I wonder what you're doing tonight. I'll burn the house down and I'll leave it behind. I didn't need the money, but the money was nice. I need a countdown when the fire is high. Spinning on the curb.
Toyota is currently open and here to serve our community with a fresh new inventory arriving daily
and over 150 quality pre-owned vehicles.
If you have any questions regarding vehicle replacement or you're looking to purchase a new vehicle, we are here to help. Stop by 220 South Hollywood Road or give us a call at 985-876-7210 or visit GregLeBlancToyota.com. GregLeBlancToyota.com. We are Home Strong.
Hi, I'm Nichols Head football coach Tim Rebo. Winning a football game starts with a great game plan, and so does fighting pests. Terminix will protect your home and business from termites, roaches, mice, and even mosquitoes. Call the local team, Dan and Billy Foster at Terminix of Houma. They will draw up a winning game plan to tackle your pests. Terminix is a proud supporter of Nichols Athletics.
Go, go Colonels!
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrade's 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. Once more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
O'Reilly.
It's Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. That means you can get up to a $25 gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of your Superstart battery. Return power, performance, and reliability to your car, truck, motorcycle, and more with Superstart batteries, only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Can we talk?
Talk sports.
Real sports.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome in Ralph Marlboro on their telephone. Matty Hudak in studio. It is time to give away some Saints awards. Ralph, you can be followed on Twitter at Saints Forecast. Sir, how are you today?
I'm good. I just got this Zion news. I feel like the rooting for the Pelicans is not in my mental health. That's interesting. I really do. It's not a healthy thing. I might need to give it up, but I can't.
I strategically waited till next week to start talking about the season opening night. I'm just like, you know what? Let's just talk with what's good right now. Matty, you and Ralph are going to give us a couple of awards here. I thought we'd have a little fun with this because I think it's a way to also talk about why this team is 3-2. Ralph, we just played a bunch of Sean Payton sound in the meticulousness he has in Hail Marys, understanding third downs, route running, etc. So let's do some awards though. And Matty, we'll start with you and then Ralph, you'll follow.
Okay.
Most outstanding player for the New Orleans Saints through five games this season, Matty, goes to?
Marshawn Lattimore for me. Demario Davis might be my favorite player on the Saints defense, but to do what he's done so far with that cast and you know, with the inconsistency of previous seasons and to come in and just, you know, single-handedly finish that game out. He was tested three times in a row, second, third, fourth down, and completely locked that down. Probably has two or three interceptions, if not for the cast.
Ralph?
I'm going to go, when you texted to me, I thought it was most outstanding in general, so I had a different answer. But my player, I'm going to go Marcus Williams. He's made three or four plays that have just been incredible, where he closes, and every time he does it, I just think, God, I wish they'd have paid him in July, because he's going to get all the money in March. And he's one of those guys where what he does, you don't necessarily see it in tremendous plays like Lattimore. It's what he does that doesn't happen. He keeps huge plays and bad things from happening. And I think he's just been outstanding, and he's going to get a ridiculous amount of money in the offseason.
That's a very good point, for sure. Mine was Demario Davis, and it's because the guy's taking over Drew Brees' spot really as the kind of emotional leader, right? He's the guy that does the who dat chant. And Matty, more importantly, he's made plays on the defensive side. I mean, you can see what he's been able to do, and you were a little fearful that when Quan Alexander went out, he wasn't going to be able to make those plays. Because with Quan there, Demario can just wreak havoc. Well, the good play of perhaps maybe somebody's most surprising player has allowed him to sort of do that. So that leads us to our next award, Ralph. We'll start with you on this one. Most surprising player through five games this season for the New Orleans Saints that award goes to?
Well, I'm going to do this. The most surprising thing to me about it is not a player. The most surprising thing to me is Sean Payton being an even more incredible coach than I realized he was. Can you imagine, Matty and Gus, if the Saints had like Urban Meyer as the coach or Joe Judge?
Not even a little bit.
They'd be winless. We'd be drinking bleach and looking for high buildings to jump off. The Saints, they have, just think about it, they're like one bad play away from being 4-1. They're 3-2. Like, they have no business being 3-2. They're having the season from hell, and they're just grinding it out. And Sean Payton, like, we're missing three offensive linemen in the second half against Washington. That's fine. You know, we don't have any receivers. That's fine. Troutman has been a kind of a bust tight end. Taysom's got a concussion. No problem. We can only run Kamara because we literally don't have any running back. It's cool. Like, it's just ridiculous. And if the Saints had anybody else at coach, I really think that this season would be a unmitigated disaster.
Maddie?
Hard to top that, honestly, but you kind of led me right into my point a little earlier with your DeMario Davis comment. My biggest surprise has to go to Pete Werner, just with the amount of time he missed in his rookie training camp. And then you see someone like, you know, Zach Bond, on the other hand, who the idea was there'd be a year of development. He, you know, was pretty healthy through training camp and then kind of floundered out right after the preseason, whereas Pete Werner, you could tell DeMario Davis doesn't have to worry about him at all. And, you know, he's not going to be the most outstanding linebacker of all time, but he has been the most consistent production that I've seen in a while for, you know, a new player at that role, and his eye tracking abilities. He's really a true coverage linebacker that I really wasn't expecting to be this good.
He's third in the team in tackles at 25 behind Davis and Jenkins.
I can't embrace him fully, Maddie, until he gets a real linebacker number. Number 20, he looks and feels
it's,
like a
it's horrible.
Get that man a number in the 50s.
And get Quan back in the 50s as well.
Well, I tell you what, my biggest surprise has been Paulson Adebo, because in terms of, I thought he might be potentially good, but he's played so well, you essentially null and voided your trade for Bradley Roby, and you've helped Marshawn Lattimore, and Sean Payton said it on Monday. We're good. We're good at that position that he called
Desmond
a must.
Trufant.
Yeah, that you call they must. Ralph, next up, the award for player that needs to, you know, got some work to do. That award goes to?
I mean, it's got to be Troutman, right?
Like, that's what I got.
He was our offseason darling. I think he and Maddie even had, like, long Twitter thread discussions about how he's going to be awesome. We're all in on him, and we're, like, tweeting. Like, you thought, like,
drank the Kool-Aid, per usual.
We're, like, looking at, like, advanced analytics and this and that. Like, they need a tight end, and, like, especially if the pace of that concussion ends up being kind of bad. Like, they need him to be above room temperature.
Maddie?
I'm going to go the same one. I mean, if it was his last game, I might have done Andres Pete. I think he's been a little better than people might think. But past, you know, in stepping up in the receiving game, very much so. Last week, yeah, for, like, just like Ralph said, for all this talk about this receiving tight end and Adam Trautman and how the team isn't going to address that position at all in his absence and just convert, you know, a largely unsuccessful last year wide receiver into his backup pretty much, he has not done enough, and he's dropped way too many passes for me to be comfortable with his production last week as a, you know, moving forward thing.
I mean, that's why I went with him, just because there's hope and there's need in order to do that. And quite honestly, if I had to say it, I don't think it's Juwan Johnson has outperformed him.
Yeah.
I mean.
And he's had drops, but again, he's not a tight end. He is as of last year or when he was five and quit football because he didn't like playing tight end. That's Juwan Johnson's experience.
Ralph, per our phone callers, I would say it's easily 90% Andres Pete though. What do you say to those that say Andres Pete's just, you know, He's not very good right now.
Andres Pete is the strangest Saints player to watch, because his good plays are they have like three or four that are like fantastic, and you're like, he's amazing. I totally understand why they pay him. And then you see him and you're like, you're gonna get our quarterback killed. You have gotten our quarterback killed in the past. He's one of the only players that Sean Payton has called out, you know, by name. I mean, Maddie knows this. Last year, he's like, they didn't even ask him about the offensive line after Philadelphia. He's like, Pete's got to play better. He didn't, like, nobody asked him about Pete or anything. So it's just, like, our love-hate relationship with him, deep down, I think Sean has the same relationship with Andres.
I agree. Finally, the last award, best moment of the season. I went Hail Mary. Game changer, momentum changer, big play. That to me was it. Maddie, what's yours?
So mine's actually Paulson Adebo's interception from the Washington game, because it's not the first time. It's about the five or sixth time I've seen, just on eye check, a player like him get tested on the exact same play twice. And they burned him a lot last week on that play. And there was this whole, oh, did we jump the gun on Paulson Adebo kind of thing. Well, he showed that his mental game is there, and, you know, he was able to make a very, very important play. When you look at the way that the drives were going, it was three and out, punt, punt, punt. There was nothing happening, and so that interception was a game changer.
And Ralph, the best moment.
The best moment is Jameis' 72-yard touchdown to Deontay Harris in the Washington game, because he had just thrown a pick, and they had lost the week before, and we're like, It encompassed the entire game as instant experience.
Yep.
In like a two-play span, right? And I was just like, this is the game is experience, and this is what it's going to be all year long. And Sean Payton can mitigate it; he can do whatever he wants. But we are on the Jameis roller coaster, and you just better enjoy it. We bought the ticket, ride the ride. Like I was cackling in my on my sofa while I was drinking.
Ralph, final
chaos
thing.
Is truly my passion, so I'm with you on that.
I hear you. Final thing for you, and Maddie, feel free to chime in on this here as well. Of all of the names that should be coming back, right? Michael Thomas, Teron Armstead, Eric McCoy.
The answer is David Onyemata.
David Onyemata, Quan Alexander, Will Lutz. Of all the players that should at some point come back in the near future, Ralph, you heard her. She said David Onyemata. All of those names, who's going to have the biggest impact when they return?
I think she's right. I think it's going to be David Onyemata. I saw a stat yesterday that they had like an XY graph. It was like pass rushers, edge pass rushers that win, and edge pass rushers that get double teamed. The Saints had three of the top four defensive ends that have been double teamed. Cam Jordan, Granderson, and Peyton Turner all lead the NFL in getting double teamed. And you know what that says to me? That says to me other NFL teams, they have such disrespect for the Saints' current defensive tackles. They're like, we don't even need to block them, really. We can double-team Peyton Turner. That's how bad your defensive tackles stink. And I think Onyemata, when he gets back, is just going to unlock things on the edge. It's going to make them so much better. Part of me wanted to say kicker, because kicker, if they don't get that straightened out, my God, it's going to cost them the ball.
Was it Brian Johnson came in for the Bears? And the one little note that a lot of people aren't speaking about, okay, so they signed him, but because he was from the Bears practice squad, Ian Rappaport said the rules are he has to be on the active 53 for the Saints for three games. So we were kind of hoping Will Lutz would be back. Well, he's not going to, but at least three games. So we have a new kicker, and it's going to be for the Seahawks, Bucks, and Falcons game. So the soonest that Lutz can come back is the Tennessee Titans game on November 14th, Ralph.
Well, couldn't in theory Brian Johnson just be terrible and Will Lutz is ready to go and Sean Payton just be like, I'm carrying two kicks, forget about it. Like,
he could. He could in theory do that, yes.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, it kind of has come to the time of carrying two kickers at this point for me.
I know. Maddie, it's come to the time to go for two and don't forget the point. That's the time that it's come to. Just forget field goals. Go for it on fourth. Only kick a field goal if you absolutely must. The rest of the time, just go for it. Go for two. That's what we've come to.
That's the true Jameis ride. If you really want it, just go for it on three.
I'm for chaos. That's what I'm.
Yep.
Drop back and chunk it. See what happens. He writes and is a contributor for WWL TV. Go check out the podcast at Saints Happy Hour. Give him a follow on Twitter at Saints Forecast. Mr. Ralph Marlborough Wednesdays at 2:15. Thank you, sir.
All right, Josh, talk to you next week.
All right, Maddie, we got the next, 25 minutes or so. Let's have a little fun. 800-998-1003. You want to ask Maddie something? You want to bring up something? Or you want to give your awards? Feel free to do so as well. Let's touch on Pete Werner for sure. Third in team in tackles. Let's hear what Demario Davis had to say about him when we return. It's Gus and Maddie on the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Wake up to Wendy's and get a bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss breakfast croissant for just $1.99. Made with fresh cracked eggs and served on a hot buttery croissant that's fluffy enough to sleep on. It's time to wakey-wakey. Hit the Wendy's drive-thru and get your bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss breakfast croissant for just $1.99. That's a better breakfast for just $1.99. Only at Wendy's. We got you.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Third-party delivery prices may vary. Not valid in a combo.
Wonder if you should get tested for colorectal cancer? Well, it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., and screening helps prevent it. So if you're 50 or older, it's time. Even if it doesn't run in your family, most often colorectal cancer occurs in people with no family history. And it doesn't always cause symptoms, especially early on, so don't wait for symptoms to get tested. Screening helps prevent the disease by finding precancerous polyps so they can be removed. Remove the polyp, prevent the cancer. Screening also helps find colorectal cancer early when treatment works best. You might be thinking, oh no, not that test. But here's the thing, you have options. There's more than one screening test. Talk to your doctor to find the one that's right for you. No more excuses. If you're over 50, get tested, because colorectal cancer screening really does save lives. A message from HHS and CDC's Screen for Life campaign.
Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, and Max Kellerman.
Tom Brady just wanted to say goodbye in person to his longtime coach, but Bill Belichick said he wasn't available.
I like his consistency, but I don't like that the consistency stays for Tom Brady. Tom Brady is different, man.
That's the problem.
Tom Brady is just different. Regardless to what you think, it's Tom Brady.
GJ and Max, and on the ESPN app.
What would you say you do here?
Sports.
All day long.
Hello, sports fans.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Matty Money, we all would love some more of it.
Certainly.
If the Saints had some. they would have been able to keep Malcolm Brown and Sheldon Rankins. Imagine if those two, right, along. Because, again, no one knew or at least expected or predicted that David Onyemata was going to miss six games. And the reason you didn't sign Sheldon Rankins and Malcolm Brown was because of money. So there were cap casualties, no doubt. But we were just talking about that during a break. If they were here, this is absolutely top five defense. That's literally the only thing that you're missing right now.
Right.
And if Davenport's not injured, I mean, like, goodness. Like, I'm excited to see what's coming up.
When you consider how good the secondary has been playing in spite of a completely absent pass rush, it's always been the exact opposite on the Saints, right? It's been, you know, get to the pass rusher and then the secondary kind of figures their way out as the season goes on. And this, it's been the antithesis of, okay, we'll lock it down, but could someone, you know, get to Taylor Heinicke, please? And Daniel Jones. I mean, it's not like they played.
The legend from Daniel.
Daniel Lamar Jackson Jones, apparently. Hope he's
and Maddie it. Hudak underscore 94. If you want to give her a follow, go read her review of the film and some of the things that stood out to her, to you, over at SaintsWire as well. Don't forget, folks, to download the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL, DraftKings app. It's called DraftKings. It's real simple. Go ahead and your little search button, tap DraftKings. It'll pop up, download it, and away you go. And since you're a new customer, if you haven't done it, you get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. That's not a bad thing. Enter the code LaRose so they know you're listening, and everybody is happy then. Plus, unlike Jordan, I would trust Matty. I would trust Matty with a dollar. I would say you're safe, secure, reliable like DraftKings. Jordan, not so much. And I think if I gave you money, you would give it back if I asked for it, right?
Yeah, okay. I might lose it in whatever I had have to play it with. But
sure. But with DraftKings, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. I can promise you give Jordan a $5 bill and he'll come back. You wanted that back? Maybe Friday. I need it today.
This is allowance.
What about Saturday? You wouldn't know. With DraftKings, it's that second that you want it. You can deposit that second.
Instant gratification.
Instant. Might be days for Jordan Kleber. Here's DeMario Davis on a linebacker I know you want to discuss here. Mr. Pete Werner. His thoughts.
I think Pete's done a tremendous job for us. He's shown that he's smart. He's athletic. He's very instinctual. He's downhill physical in the run game. Can guard out in space. Can make open field tackles. A hot motor guy. He's everything that you want in a linebacker. And they've shown it and to be his first year on the field has played with, in an exceptional way. And so, it bodes well for him and it means a lot for our defense. And so, for him to come in and play at that level, we need that down the stretch for that to continue.
I mean, you said it all right away, smart and athletic and has good instincts. I read a quote from him about, you know, you don't tackle in space with your body, you tackle with your eyes. It's all about a game of, you know, tracking the quarterback, tracking the football, that you can get lost on someone's body if you're not, you know, focused with your eyes. And you can literally see him, like, there's a beam from him to the quarterback. He does not take his eyes off. He'll engage in blocks and his head doesn't move at all. He's always tracking the football. And that's, you know, for a Saints rookie defender to not get lost in space, and not just that, but be able to make plays. He made several stops, and he is a very solid tackler. He actually, you know, follows through with the tackle in full. I've noticed a few times where even if he's not able to get to the tackle, he always is there to push the guy out of bounds right before the down marker, and he also seems to have really good situational awareness of where that down marker is to stop guys. You know, sometimes they do get over it. It happens. It's happened all the time in the past, but it hasn't happened that often when Werner wraps him up in a tackle.
You know, when you said that, that you can almost see a laser beam come out of his head. The only thing I could think of.
Sharks with freaking laser beams attached to their heads.
That needs to be played in the Superdome after every Pete Werner tackle.
Sharks with freaking laser beams attached to their heads.
I swear, I was paying attention to what you said. Yes, great analysis, but I'm telling you, the only thing that kept popping in my head.
Sharks with freaking laser beams attached to their heads.
I mean, you said you could see the laser beam out of his head going into that.
Inaccurate description of him.
So you remember you were here draft weekend, draft weeks leading
yes,
to
Yes, I
it.
Remember trying to explain Peyton Turner away for about, you know, 30 minutes.
Well, in particularly this guy, because you knew who I was in love with, Zaven Collins.
Right. I mean, same, but.
So I may have come across an article on ESPN, and the article is players that have not had a good start to the season or need to do better the next four games or whatever. Zaven Collins is the guy for the Cardinals that apparently has not.
I haven't heard much about him.
He had three plays in last week's game.
Yeah, and Pete Werner is a leading tackler.
I'm at a loss.
13.
I honestly read that and I'm like, well, then you're not using him properly.
No, you're not.
I'm like, if he played three plays in the game, the theory of he's not familiar with the system or doesn't know what he's doing, using him wrong.
Right, and how familiar with three snaps.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a guy you put in the game, you smack the backside and say, go get him.
Well, look what they're doing. It's exactly that with Pete Werner and Paulson Adebo to an extent. It's not, well, we're going to put them out there for two. I mean, Adebo more. Both of them, I think, more by necessity than choice, but they both stepped up, stayed in, and made plays. And I don't think either of them are where they are now if they weren't given the amount of game time and trust for them to grow as rookies. You draft Zaven Collins. Didn't they trade up to draft Zaven Collins?
Yeah. Three plays.
And you play him three snaps?
Three snaps. Pete Werner, two tackles in his first action, 10 and 13, eight solo a week ago, five assists, just all over the ball. So, you know, again, but it's just nuts, though. I said that in like three plays.
Sharks with freaking laser beams attached to the...
Well, that would would describe Zaven Collins as initially.
Again, for what it's worth, the article also did say the player that needs to do better and has had a subpar start is Alvin Kamara.
Okay, well, then they're not paying attention to the game plan.
Thank you. No, I legitimately read that. I'm like, well, then now you're an idiot. Because I'm like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, well, then you've never watched the game. You have no idea why the Saints are what they're doing. Like, you just don't know. Because this is somebody who looks at stats. This is somebody that doesn't watch the games probably and just looks at, oh, you know, he mentioned the lack of number of receptions. He mentioned the lack of touchdowns and receptions. And I'm like, watch a game.
Right.
Watch a game.
And even if you watch a game, you still have to give context to numbers. Stats are the most misconstrued thing to me because they can tell a story, but all of the context in the middle, like the Saints giving up a bunch of explosive plays in the last 2 weeks, they couldn't be more situationally different. It was, you know, kind of zone breakdowns and just a mess against the Giants, whereas those really didn't happen until they had already been on the field for 31 minutes midway through the fourth quarter, had stopped about four or five drives in a row, forced two turnovers by that point. If that's when they're giving up big plays, then that's absolutely fine. But those numbers have to have that type of context, which clearly that is lacking. And then they apparently didn't watch the game on Sunday where Kamara was the game plan.
He was the game plan, yes. And I did say last week that, bless Tony Jr.'s heart, and I understand Tony Jones Jr. and all that, and I get Sean Payton say, well, he went down certain things. No one on the team should have any bearing as to how many passes I throw Alvin Kamara. I mean, you know what I'm getting at?
Right.
Whether someone's healthy or whether someone's not, much less
the backup
running
back. Oh, is that the train of
thought
that he didn't
get? That's what Sean Payton said, is that with him hurt, I didn't want to use him. I'm like, so what? He's less likely to get hurt running than catching. Anyway.
Certainly in punt returns.
Yeah. Point is, you saw last week, we're going to throw him the football. And Jamie Stevens said it. Rodolfo over on Twitter, the O-line backups for most outstanding players. That's a very good point. Throckmorton's come in. You had Will Clapp. I mean, at one point in the game, you and I are texting. And I text you, oh my goodness, you have James Hurst at left tackle, Will Clapp at left guard, Cesar Ruiz, the right guard playing center.
And Will Clapp is usually the backup center.
Right. The legend of Throckmorton is on right guard. I'm like, that's your starting lineup as an offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, in week two, you could see the difference that Eric McCoy made by now.
Oh, I think the guy that comes back that makes the biggest difference.
That, I totally forgot about Eric McCoy.
I know you said David Onyemata, and you're right, but the defense is already good. That guy coming back at center is going to absolutely change how I think Jameis plays and how that offensive line moves.
I just hope he's able to anchor the guards a little bit. In terms of who I think, you know, backup O-linemen, I would kind of have to give it just to Calvin Throckmorton for the duration of which he's had to step into this role and, and the suddenness of, you know, week two of the regular season, he's now the starting right guard and has been so through week five. You know, that's just, I don't think something that was on his game plan. It's kind of like over-criticizing Taysom Hill for throwing a bad deep ball. He's not the quarterback. So why should he have a better touch on the ball? It's more of a question of, you know, why is he throwing it? In that same note, you can only get so mad at backup players when, you know, there are also starting players that aren't doing their job very well as well.
As much as we praised Sean Payton this past week, that was a day that he should forget the Giants game. Didn't do a very good job in that one. Paulson Adebo, Rodolfo's most surprised player. Traquan Smith is the person that he says, even though he hasn't played yet, but I see what he's saying.
It's fair enough.
Lots of potential filled with nothing but disappointment. And he does. When he comes back, there's an expectation level of he's going to help that receiving core. And number four, Jameis bombs. Haven't seen them in a while. I think Saints fans are just happy to see deep passes again in the Saints offense.
You can't say it's not exciting football. That's for sure.
Again, and that's why I'm interested to see where this team's going to be in a couple of weeks. Quick break. We come back. Justin has a question for Maddie via Twitter at ESPN Radio NOLA Plus. You can tweet at her at MaddieHudak_94. Final segment coming up next on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. No need to ask. He's a smooth operator.
The devastation that was left behind will be in our hearts and minds forever. But our community has the most hardworking and loyal individuals than anywhere else. We are strong. We will rebuild. We will conquer. Golden Motors is open for sales, service, and parts to assist your needs. Arriving daily is your next brand new Chevrolet, Buick, or slightly used any maker model vehicle. Golden Motors. Price is priority. 985-325 1000 or visit us 24/7 at goldenmotors.com.
As a leader in the oil and gas industry, Joe Septic Contractors caters to oil field clients, offering vacuum truck service for offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Their rental department offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings for easy maneuvering, also holding tank rentals and portable hand washing stations. So call Joe Septic Contractors 24/7 at 985-632-5592. In Cutoff, Thibodeau, Fouchon, and Abbeville. Or visit their website at joseptic@viscom.net.
Welcome back. We've missed you. We know it's been tough. Because rebuilding your business isn't for the faint of heart. Your business needs a jump start. And we're here to help. Introducing Surge, symmetrical speed fiber internet from Etel Business. Revved up data speeds at 30% off, plus 3 months free. We're glad you're back. And we're here to make your business surge. Etel Business. Offer valid on 3-year contract for 2 or more business services.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884. For your appointment today, or visit our website at VisionSourceAdvancedEyeCutoff.com.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
All right, Justin, over on Twitter, Maddie, would love to hear what you think about moving Cam Jordan inside to defensive tackle with Big O and letting Turner and Davenport play the edges with speed when all the pieces are healthy. I know they do something sort of like that with their NASCAR package where they just put DNs. Cam Jordan says, I'd love to play nothing with DNs all the time. But that probably would make a little sense, again, when David Onyemata is here.
And if Marcus Davenport is able to remain healthy, that's really where that all hinges on for me. Is yeah. Otherwise, I would agree. I think that helps get more production out of Cam Jordan, and it gets a lot more of help in that very, you know, depleted role. But Marcus Davenport, to me, hasn't shown that he has the ability to sustain a full, healthy season quite yet. This was supposed to be that season, and here we are, you know, hoping that he comes back from IR following the bye week and is able to be healthy through the end of the season. If that's not the case, then you have Carl Granderson and Peyton Turner. So it's hard for me to say that's a definitive thing. But like you said, I think it's going to be intermixed on packages and stuff like that, just because any production they can get, and it, you know, if they're not able to double team him like they are on the edge, then it would make sense to me. But again, Marcus Davenport being that big question mark there.
I think what's going to be interesting as well, moving forward, when you look at some of these names that come back, what is a realistic expectation for you with Michael Thomas? I don't know if it's going to be Seattle. I don't think so, right? It's probably going to be, they said it was mid-October or something like that. So my guess, maybe Atlanta, maybe Tampa. I don't know.
A lot of people have said the Seahawks game, and I've argued they might even keep him out of it. And you know, they're in the business of winning football games. They've shown that they can do so without right. Michael Thomas. And
I mean, bringing him back for Tampa would be a great, you know, and again, that's home. That, so he doesn't have to try. I mean, I know he's been with the team. So obviously if he's with the team on road games, he's coming along, Matty, would be my guess, right? I mean, normally when players aren't healthy, they're staying back, they're rehabbing, why, you know, go on trips and stuff. But I ask you that because reasonably, how quickly can he make an impact? I think somewhat from this aspect of it, his game is a short to intermediate game already.
Right. So well, that's what they're hurting the most.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. It's not like I need him to blow by people and get that kind of stamina. He can go out there for 20, 30, 40 plays, running 7 to 10 yards and all that stuff. Be the slant king for all I care. Whatever. My point is, be the third and short guy. Be that security blanket for Jameis. I think he can make a quicker impact than, say, Deontay Harris missing 6 games or something. Traquan Smith, I guess. I don't know.
Traquan Smith, for me, I'll kind of see it when I believe it when I see it with him and what
role
he fits here.
Well, Kenny Stills continues to play well. If Deontay Harris wouldn't be injured, it would be very interesting to see if Traquan just quickly gets thrust into that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he has a hamstring injury, and now so does Harris, and those are ones that I'll say that Marshawn Lattimore is still, you know, I think he was hampered by that injury a lot more than people might have realized. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you've ever had a hamstring injury, they linger. And at cornerback and wide receiver, that's the worst position to have that type of quick injury off of. But I'm with you. Nick Underhill did a really good breakdown of the film, as usual. And all those short passing concepts, drops by, you know, Juwan Johnson, I believe Callaway or Kamara had one too. And that really is the basis of that system. So we just have the skeletal pieces of, you know, what previously was kind of Taysom Hill making up that intermediate ground game, for lack of a better, you know, idea of it, and then Winston being able to Winston 72 yards down the field,
right.
But that is not going to last the entirety of a season, and Michael Thomas isn't someone that needs to be down there for a Hail Mary, and then that would be more of a question of his ankle. But, you know, he had ankle surgery in this offseason. If he's healed, I don't see any reason that he's not, you know, the immediate, you know, first look.
Here's the other thing, ready? Look what I'm doing. The safety. I'm looking to my right, or my left. Wherever Michael Thomas is going to be, he gets attention, right? I mean, that safety was going to look real quick. He's going to slant. He's going to, and guess what? Just whoosh, went behind me. Anybody on my left.
Well, that's the thing.
Left.
If nothing else, he's a decoy, and him and Kamara to me are always important, even if they're shut down, because that's players that aren't guarding other players at that point. They're focusing on the star players. But with it just being Kamara, and really, you know, they're not being a credible receiving threat past that, it is easy to just kind of single coverage everyone, and that makes it a lot harder for Jameis Winston at the office.
This just popped in my head. I haven't seen this package much. I mean, in theory, the Saints play 4-3.
Yeah.
Right? If your D-tackles aren't playing up to par, and you have really good depth at linebacker, I'm talking about Quan is back. Pete Werner's a tackling machine. I may maybe stay in base more, or do I do some sort of defense where I'm keeping my three best tacklers in Werner, Kwan, and DeMario Davis to maybe go sack a quarterback and be a blitzer sort of, almost a hybrid type player, Matty, where if your D tackle's not really doing something in the pass game or in the run game, well, I might as well use somebody that can. Right. Does that make sense?
At least for a couple of packages. Yeah, no, right. I'm kind of with you, on their ability to kind of scheme around, but like you said, it all again dependent on injuries, health, and how the season continues to play out, which is why they're all on, like it or not.
And Matty Hudak on the score 94, so we're going to follow on Twitter. As always, Mavis going after further review next to the ESPN New Orleans.
Calvin Braxton Ford is your brand new car dealer in Lockport, Louisiana. They